Greetings in Jesus' name on this third day of May, the year of our Lord 2021. I hope that every single one of you are experiencing a marvelous Monday. Our travels have us down in the Tennessee area for the graduation of my daughter, Cherith Brooke Bell. We are thrilled that she will be graduating with a degree in secondary education, a bachelor's of secondary education, and she's done very well. Been very studious, worked hard, two jobs, and done her work, and now she's graduating, and to God be the glory, it's our last child that's graduating from college. I'm glad today that we could report of that. Woo! Hallelujah! And we're looking forward to how God's going to continue to use them for His glory. I hope that you enjoyed the Lord's Day and that you are continually thrilled with how God is moving in your church. I hope and pray today that you're not part of a dead church. I hope your church is alive and worshiping the living Savior. And I hope that your singing is alive, the preaching is alive. I hope that nobody is a part of a dead church. Nothing worse than going to a dead church and just going through the orthodoxy of deadness. We need to be on fire for God. We need to be experiencing the revival touch of heaven upon our meetings. And may God help us to never, ever, ever lose that. Well, today we're going to look at the two word verses of the Bible for our time that we have together today. The two word verses in the Bible. Have you ever done a study on that? There's only a few of them. There's a couple verses in the Bible that have two words, and one of those would be Jesus wept, John 11:35. The other one would be rejoice evermore, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Then there's the three word verses in the Bible. Remember Lot's wife. A few weeks ago, I did a broadcast on that. And then the three word verse, pray without ceasing, in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, despise not prophesying. And Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. You go up to the four word verses. It's kind of neat whenever you begin to study the Word of God and look at all of the different verses, that the little short verses, but yet are very powerful. I mean, I'm talking about anointed. When you begin to study these verses, it's thrilling to be able to experience what God is teaching us in just two words. The two words, Jesus wept, and then the two words, rejoice evermore. And really, for the broadcast today, I want us to spend some time in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 16, where it says, rejoice evermore. We all love rejoicing. Well, maybe I can't speak for you on that. I suspect that everybody loves to rejoice. I know that I do. When I go to church, I love to rejoice. I love the singing. I love the special songs. I love the preaching. I want to be on the rejoicing end of things. I want to be on the side of the shouting side of things. I don't want to be in no dead orthodoxy like I was mentioning a few minutes ago. I want to be where there's rejoicing. And here God's word says that we are to rejoice, but He says we are to rejoice evermore. We are to not just rejoice once, but we are to keep on rejoicing. I wonder today if your rejoicer has to go to the shop to get worked on. I wonder if it's really rejoicing evermore. I know that's kind of funny, but we all need to experience that. And I'm praying today that on this special day as we start the week, that we will be a people that rejoice evermore. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.